Welcome to the debate. When you watch a building go up, the scaffolding holds the workers exactly where they need to be, but it never lays the bricks for them, right?
No, it doesn't.
Right. So today, looking at the latest research on educational technology, we are asking a pretty crucial question. Can AI act as that scaffolding for academic learning, or does it inevitably lay the bricks for the student? I will be arguing that AI can be explicitly designed to support, not replace, cognitive effort.
And I will be arguing that, well, because AI is fundamentally an answer engine, it inherently short-circuits the productive friction required for true learning.
Okay, so let's jump right into a framework from the research called AMON. That stands for AI in the Moment of Learning Need.
Right.
The core idea relies on Vygotsky's zone of proximal development. You know, that sweet spot between what a student can do alone and what they can do with just a little bit of help.
Yeah, the classic pedagogical theory.
Exactly. We can map this using the five moments of need, which basically asks, what specifically is the student trying to do right now? Are they learning something brand new, or are they stuck trying to apply it? By timing AI to these specific moments, we provide temporary support that actually builds their capability.
I mean, I hear the theory, but if you are an educator listening to this, you know that true scaffolding is supposed to be hard.
Sure.
Researchers like Wood, Bruner, and Ross, they define scaffolding as a process that preserves cognitive friction. The problem is AI is built to complete tasks instantly, right?
Right. It naturally defaults to the answer.
Exactly. So when you introduce a tool optimized to eliminate friction into a classroom where friction is the exact mechanism of learning, you weaken the entire foundation.
But wait, isn't that assuming we just hand them ChatGPT straight out of the box? We don't have to do that. Think about training operators for a nuclear submarine.
Okay.
In that high-stakes environment, if a trainee hits the wrong valve, you don't just hand them the answer key. You ask them what they missed so they don't blow up the plant later.
Well, ideally, yes.
Right. And AI in education needs to act like that master instructor. And we can literally engineer that. By constraining the AI system prompt, you tell the underlying model, you know, you are a tutor, you are forbidden from writing the final essay, you must only identify the error and ask a guiding question. That is how we enforce the friction.
I get the prompt engineering side, but let's be real about human behavior here. When a student is genuinely struggling at 2 a.m. to apply a complex concept, they do not want a guiding question.
They want the answer.
They want the answer. Even if you constrain the prompt, the student's impulse is to game the system until the AI just generates the text. They read the output, they feel this illusion of understanding, and entirely bypass the mental sweat required to actually learn the material.
You're right that avoiding the answer is tough. Which is exactly why we have to look at the environment the student is in and design support differentially across the course.
How do you mean?
Well, take a high-flex classroom. You might have some students sitting in front of you, some live on Zoom, and others watching a recording at midnight. They hit learning bottlenecks at completely different times.
Sure, asynchronous learning is messy.
Extremely messy. But if you deploy a custom AI syllabus navigator in week one, that student struggling at midnight gets immediate orientation. It clears away basic confusion so they have the cognitive bandwidth for rigorous work later.
Navigating a syllabus is just administrative task completion, though. It is not deep academic learning. My concern is the behavioral conditioning we're setting up.
Go on.
If we train students to use AI to seamlessly clear away confusion in week one, how do we prevent them from applying that exact same task completion mindset to a complex week eight assignment? By week eight, deep reflection is mandatory, but they have been conditioned to just hit generate to solve their problems.
I see that risk. I really do. But that's precisely why explicit design guidelines matter so much. If we deliberately teach the student how to use the tool for a specific moment of need, like getting oriented, we establish boundaries.
But do those boundaries hold up?
I argue they do. We aren't just throwing AI at them. We are integrating it into the course arc intentionally. It functions as a responsive scaffold, preserving their cognitive work when it counts, while making sure a student working asynchronously isn't just left behind.
While I respect the intention behind those design frameworks, the structural risk of AI replacing human judgment is just too high to ignore.
Yeah.
Avoiding the substitution of effort requires extreme vigilance, well beyond just timing, because the tool's absolute default state is to finish the job for you.
We certainly share the goal of equitable, high-quality learning, even if we weigh the risks of these tools differently.
We definitely do.
So it leaves us with a critical question to evaluate for our own teaching contexts. When we bring these new tools to the construction site, are we designing better scaffolding, or are we accidentally letting the machines lay the bricks?